Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Let's go to Fort Wayne.
The Hokie and the Cookie, Delirious and Hokie, they're all together goofy, the Jim Schultz family. They need a mausoleum, so all the kin can see them. You know they're off the deep end, the Jim Schultz family.
Boom, boom.
Dad! Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
What's wrong?
Oh, I just had an awful thing happen to me.
What happened?
I went down to the store this morning, and a bunch of kids, they took my pants down, and they taunted me. They laughed at
what?
Me.
What? Whoa.
Ah!
What happened to you?
Here's young Kevin Matthews. Kevin loves to play baseball with his father. Father throws the baseball. Good catch, Kevin. He caught it. Now it's Kevin's turn to throw the baseball to Dad. Whoops. It's a one-hopper, hitting Dad right in the... Ouch. That hurts.
Come on, Uncle Jed, the party's starting. Hear that music?
Kev Matthews, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. I'm hanging out with a friend of mine, Jim, and Devon is coming back, but he had to run into a store.
I understand. Well, I want to jump right into this. So many of us are stressed and trapped at home trying to manage all this during this coronavirus pandemic, and more people are turning to meditation apps as a way to feel calm in the midst of all this, like Headspace Calm, 10% Happier is another one. The downloads are up like, 50% on these mindfulness apps from earlier in the year. And Jim Schultz, is in the front of all of this. Let's take a little sampling of this app because it's quite interesting.
Thank you.
You might want to take off your shoes, remove your socks, unbutton your dress or your shirt, unzip your trousers, take off your underpants, lie down. Relax. Pretend you're at the beach. The sun is going down. The beach. The sand is warm. Lake Erie, the water is bumpy. You feel the air touch your face. Sand mites crawl on your arms, relaxing you. Relax. Relax. A deer tick lands on your eyelid. It's soothing. My voice is soothing. You're relaxing. Try to make your heart stop. Stop breathing. Hold your breath. Never to breathe again. Police will find you relaxed. You're dead. Please just die.
Wow, I'm not sure how relaxed I really feel now, Jimmy. I feel a little more anxious, actually, after that.
Well, there's a lot. See, it's because you're stressed a lot all the time. Even before the virus, you're stressed.
That's true.
I mean, you're a candidate to be having a grabber any minute.
Oh,
you're stressed.
Oh, I'm standing
you
by.
You've got to loosen it up. You can't just do it with booze either, Dave. You got to do it. So I put this app together.
How do you know I've been drinking?
I can smell it over the phone.
Okay, fair
enough. I'm just telling you.
Fair enough.
I put this app together. I had this app a long time ago, but I brought it out of mothballs, and people are really enjoying it. You know, it's good. They like my voice. You know, and you need to soothe yourself and calm yourself. So, I'm making a ton of money off this crap.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. Well, look at you trying to get America through all this, like putting in a hand.
Not really. Download the app, pay me, and I'll be I love you if you pay me, but I don't give a rat's ass about, you know, we're going to get through this. It's thinning the herd, Dave. If you're strong enough, you survive. If you're weak, you move on. It's the animal planet.
What is this called again, this app, this calming app? Because you're making me stressed out right now.
It's called Relax by Jim Short.
Yeah.
And it's a nice download. You get a download every day, and the download's $109. It automatically comes out of your bank account, but you get a nice soothing message on a drive if you're driving, or if you just want to lay in your bed, or if you're downstairs, you know.
Yeah, still an idiot, nice. but I think it's an interesting move for you.
It's the whole world
of
scientific
money.
Stuff. People need me. You got a problem, I can fix you. Either you download my meditation tapes, or if you got a question, you call me. I got a 900 number, 30 seconds, you call me. You got a problem, Dave, go ahead, pretend. Hi, you're on the air, or you're welcome to the Jim Shores. I'm a psychiatrist. What's wrong with you?
Well, you know, I'm a little down, and I've been thinking about how do you entertain yourself at home? Am I drinking? Am I doing some cocaine?
You're a little down. The dry cleaner's called, and your dress is ready. Suck it up, would you please?
Wow.
Suck it up.
Wow.
I had an uncle.
Some reality.
I had an uncle that was in Iwo Jima. Suck it up, you baby.
Good point.
Yeah. Now pay me. Pay me.
Exactly. This is all about money for you, idiot.
It is all about money. That's all I care about. I don't care. Just suck it up and pay me.
I also saw in the world of radio consolidation that you picked up a station yourself. You're all over this.
I sure did. There's a company that's, you know, they're in the hole, and I bought a station for $70. This was on the market at one time for $125 million.
Wow.
It's 100,000-watt AM. I got it. It's on Beaver Island, and I can turn this thing up because the FCC is not listening to radio because they're so busy with the virus and other things. I cranked this thing up. I got fans in Vancouver.
100,000 watts on Beaver Island?
It's not technically, but if you jack it up, it's 100,000.
Now
it's killing
saying.
A lot of animals.
Yeah.
I mean, you go over by the transmitter, and you got herds of deer, dead raccoons, possums, all kinds of crap,
terrible.
Dead. But people in Vancouver, Seattle, they like it.
Yeah, I bet they do. What is it called? Did you rename the station?
It's WBEV, Beaver.
The Beaver.
1098. Yeah, the Beaver.
Okay, that's nice. I heard a show, because I saw Johnny and Buzz doing a thing on Saturday mornings on his website. Yeah. I heard a show with you. And Devon, it's nice to hear Devon again back on the air.
Oh, Devon, yeah, we got everybody except Kev. We don't want him because he's a cripple. But I'll tell you what, we're having a blast, and it's nice to hear Buzz and Johnny back, too.
Yeah, right?
We bring the whole crew back together. We just got to find Danny Bonaducci.
You can. Are you taking a hit on the casino during all this, or are you still open? You still
not
operating?
At all. Not at all, because we're on an Indian reservation, and so we never shut down. In fact, You really? Can even bet coming in if you're going to get the coronavirus. And we've actually had people get the coronavirus, and they've won big. So
wow.
Come rent a trailer, and we're cranking it up. We're not slowing down. I'm an American, okay?
Yeah.
I'm an American. I'm here to make money. And anybody out there, if you want to relax, get my meditation tape. Or if you want to call me, you got a problem, call me, pay me, I'll help you.
Oh, that's nice. No, that's touching. Jimmy, I think you've taken enough of our airtime. Again, congrats on the app and the new station. Still an idiot. Oh, sorry. I did that by accident. All right, stick around. More with Kevin Matthews next on 720 WGN. All right, Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. We're talking to Kevin Matthews. That was Jim Shorts. I think we've had enough of him. He's not including you in anything. His app, his radio show. Do you even get a cut out of this after all you've done for him?
No, I don't want anything from Jim. Jim's on his own, you know. It was a nice breakup. I don't miss him at all.
Oh, is it like a Steve and Gary breakup? I didn't know this.
No, it was just time. You know, it's just like, it's time. It's,
yeah.
Why be around that when you,
it's, yeah.
Time is precious these days. Although I'd like to get back, you know, I'd like to visit a store.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, how are you getting through all of this? Are you and Deb still talking to one another?
I'll tell you what, burying her, that took time.
Yeah.
That took me 4 days. Yeah, to cover your tracks and to bury your wife. I had to, you know, you got to go to Costco, and do I order the bleach online?
Yeah, right.
Or do I just go in?
Of course, God.
It's thought-provoking.
It does test a marriage. I mean, you guys have been married how long?
Yeah. Too long, you know, 37 years.
Wow. Wow, is that right?
Do you realize this? My wife, it's so funny. And ask anybody married right now, bring this topic up.
Yeah.
If I die, are you going to get married, remarried? It was so funny to hear. She's like, no, I'm not going to. I'm never getting married again. And she meant it. She's never getting married again. And I don't blame her.
You ruined her for all other men.
I mean, would you, if let's say, you know, your wife is gone, she's a hot air accident, balloon accident, you know what I'm saying? Would you just be a bachelor?
I don't know. That's, you know what, that's a one day at a time thing. I don't know. I mean, right now I would say no.
And I would say any woman listening, the answer is definitely no.
Yeah.
At least they're not going to marry anybody like us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They're going to go younger.
Yeah.
For sure.
Much younger.
Are you FaceTiming or Zooming the kids or grandkids? Like, how are you getting your fill of the family right now?
You know, we're not Zooming. Zoom has had a problem with people hacking.
I know. I thought that'd be fun.
You know, you're in a corporate meeting on Zoom, and then all of a sudden, so's Linda Lovelace.
Okay with that. It keeps exciting. I'm right with that.
And nobody running the board meeting knows how to turn it off.
That's true.
No, you know, I if anything, just FaceTime. You know, open up. You got an iPhone, FaceTime. That's nice.
There are five of us in my house, and why we all found kind of our own spaces. We try to do things and watch things together now and then. Board games have made a ridiculous comeback in our house, like, which is good.
Yeah.
I will not do a puzzle. I am not a puzzle guy. I have no patience to do. And I'm
I
watching
agree.
All these people. I got my new shipment of puzzles. Oh, good for you, man. Go at it, man.
No.
That's all you. You've got this, you know, this new online thing, Elevator Agogo. Tell me about what that's all about.
Yeah, I've always loved music. I've always loved music, and I've really been a fan on the internet. Like, if you see bands like Jam in the Van or the Tiny Desk series, I've always loved to watch bands or artists perform. And I've got a friend that owns this huge warehouse. He and his wife are photographers and video film people. And I've got a friend that is a sound guy who's got all this great analog recording equipment. And I saw this big freight elevator in the building, and I said, why don't we start to film and record people, bands or musicians in this freight elevator?
That's cool.
And we just posted our first one, and it's screaming. Now that we've got folks in L.A. and down in Nashville and even overseas wanting to come in, and we're taking a variety of music. I mean,
I love that. Yeah.
It's, Yeah, it's really great. I've got this Mexican surf band that we're doing next. They wear, like, wrestling masks, and wow. They're really, really wicked musicians. And then I'll turn it and maybe, you know, do somebody that's just really great on piano, you know, that's kind of like a Coltrane type of guy, you know, from jazz to surf to all kinds of stuff. And it's really, it's a great way to just be entertained.
Yeah, I was going to say, right now, we're dying for new content right now out there, right? So, I mean, yeah, it's coming up with something like this is cool.
Big time, especially, you know, when it comes to music. I love music. And there's a lot of music that unless you go, you know, on the internet, you're not going to find them.
Yeah.
You're just not going to find them. I mean, XRT, of course, they do a fine job of, you know, here's somebody new. But, you know, there's so much great music out there.
It's very cool that you're doing that as well. Here's the real question I want to pose to you. And I know this is a tough one, and there's a fine line in some of these conversations. I spoke to Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs and Stuff on my show last week. And, you know, I'm not being ignorant or insensitive in talking about this, but I know four people myself who've been infected with this virus, two elderly, one younger in her 30s. My friend's dad just died a couple nights ago from this. My wife's coworker's husband just passed away. Your father, Mark, that you work with all the time, yep, is a survivor. You know, and many of these cases, there is many of them, not all of them, are related to age or other health issues. But, you know, it's maddening, and it's really difficult, you know, especially for our businesses and so forth. I'm more concerned, equally concerned, I should say, about the mental health issues that are going to come out of this, with people completely alone in their home, substance abuse, alcoholism, domestic violence, and an economy where people's lives forever will be affected without adequate incomes. I mean, I know we're not thinking about those things right now, but that's something that's going to be right in front of us very soon.
You need to think of those things right now, and you need to think of those things months ago. We've got to get this country working again. We have to. Otherwise, it's going to implode, and we are in the early stages of a young Venezuela. And you have to get this country working again.
Well, I always appreciate your insights into all of this as well. And, you know, I'm glad that you're out there doing some things, too, online to entertain people at this time. And you know, Jimmy's radio station and this Elevator Go-Go and, you know, all the stuff that you do with Broken Mary. Still, even though you can't see her in person right now, there's things you've done through social media to bring Mary into people's homes. And appreciate all that you do, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you, Dave, the station in Chicago. You know I love you like family, and we're going to get through this. We just got to open our doors and get back to work for those who can physically get back to work, that have been tested and have, you know, they can get back to work. But protect those that are very, very vulnerable, because they're out there.
I'm with you, my friend. Be well.